The average Wisconsin homeowner paid 2.2% more in property taxes this year than last. That's the conclusion of an analysis by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Association. The report's lead author is Ryan Parsons. While he says some property owners did pay more, some paid less, and most tax bills were held in check by a so-called property tax freeze passed by the legislature and approved by Governor Jim Doyle. Still, Parsons says this year's increase is the smallest annual jump in property taxes in a decade.
Because they called it a freeze beforehand, you know, a lot of people were expecting, zero growth or, in some cases even negative growth. But because there are over 2,000 units in Wisconsin that levy on the property tax, it's very difficult to call something a freeze.
The property tax freeze is put in air quotes because of a partial veto by Governor Jim Doyle. He held cities and counties to a 2% increase, and the governor increased state aid to local school districts by more than $250 million. Parsons says that injection to the school aid formula is what held property taxes in check.
Because school districts are limited in how much revenue they can raise from the sum of the state and local aids, when you increase state aids, local aids by definition have to fall.
Parsons says he expects another small jump in property taxes next year. From there, the future is more unpredictable because the so-called freeze is only on the books through 2007. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.